And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are going yard.
We are going yard. We're going post-bachelor style, too. Do you like that?
That's right.
A little bit of degree in there.
Everybody in our yard, single.
Everybody. No, post-bachelor. Like college, education, you know, post-bachelor
style. Post-baccalaureate.
Do you get it?
I get it now.
Down with that?
Yeah, totally missed that. No idea what's happening now. And I'm glad we're joined by our guest from the HGTV show Going Yard, Chris Lampton. Chris, are you still there or have you run screaming?
I have not run away yet. I am still here. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. And, you know, my husband's very excited to talk to you because he read up on you and learned that you guys have a similar background. And that always makes Mark kind of really excited and delighted to find someone who's similar to him in the world. And he kind of wishes that he had been like part of the Bachelor whole thing too.
Yeah, they didn't have the Bachelor when...
when you were a Bachelor.
Yeah, but Chris, give us a little just... 5 seconds on who you are and what you do as a landscaper on Cape Cod.
Okay. Chris Lampton. I was born and raised on Cape Cod. My dad started a landscaping company back in the early 90s, and now my brother and I have taken it over and hopefully taken it to the next level.
That's very cool.
Nice.
I like that a lot.
Nice. Now, is it a full-service company? Like, you're doing everything from lawn maintenance to construction and installations and design and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do everything from top to bottom. You know, we'll tear out everything in your backyard, put in a brand new yard from walkways to patios to grass to plantings. You know, we do just about everything.
So not only can people watch you on HGTV's Going Yard with your beautiful wife, but they can also, if they live in the Cape Cod area, they can call you up and say, hey, can you help me out with my yard?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, watch me on a Saturday on Going Yard or, you know, you might see me mowing a lawn in Dennis on a random day. You can come watch me mow a lawn.
That is so cool. So what is your company's website in Cape Cod?
Say it again?
What is your company's website on Cape Cod?
It is elamptonlandscaping.com.
Okay, and we'll put up a link on our website, too, so everybody can go check it out.
That's for sure. And prepare for your servers to shut down immediately upon that.
Now, does that happen? Do people, like, set up lawn chairs and, like, watch you? They're like, oh, my God, I can recognize you from TV. And then they just sort of just hang out and gawk at you?
Well, I mean, people recognize my house from being on The Bachelorette. So, like, in the morning sometimes, like, last summer I was walking out to get the newspaper, like, 7 o'clock in the morning, still half asleep, bend down to pick up the newspaper, look up, and there's a car full of people taking pictures. That's Chris! I'm like, oh my God, really?
That is so ridiculous. And now that you, and you're married married to Peyton too, or does it happen in double? Like, do people just totally go nuts when they see you guys together?
They do, and it's actually, I feel bad for Peyton, because a lot of times, they'll be like, Peyton, can you take a picture of us with your husband? And I'll hand Peyton the camera. And Peyton's just like, ah, again. And she's supposed to be like a camera paparazzi for us.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay, so give me the dirt on your yard. So is your yard totally spectacular, or is it kind of like us in our house where it needs a lot of work?
Sort of the cobbler's kid syndrome.
Well, my yard was always okay. I mean, it was never like a landscaper's yard. If you start, you'd be like, oh, it's nice, you know? But luckily enough, we actually taped a special in my yard last month. Because Peyton and I wanted to have a wedding reception back on the Cape in our yard, because both my brothers got married there. And since we got married in South Carolina, we wanted to have something in the yard to kind of keep the tradition alive. So we were lucky enough to film an episode of Going Yard in my own yard, and now my yard is incredible.
Wow. You are lucky that you could make over your own yard and do it for not only for your wedding, but for your TV show too. Like, that's like bam, bam, bam.
Oh, believe me. Every time I walk into my yard, I'm like, cannot believe that this is actually mine. It's incredible, and I love every square inch of it.
Now, who designed it? Was it your wife, Peyton, or was it you, or somebody else completely?
Well, I mean, it was a thing where, you know, Peyton and I sat down and we kind of discussed, you know, what do we want in the yard? We're like, well, we have a huge family. We love to have Sunday dinners. We definitely would like some type of huge custom-made dining room table. And we have a huge custom-made dining room table there now. So we kind of like brainstormed different ideas, and she kind of gave me input because obviously we're a couple now. I need to listen to her input. And 9 times out of 10, her input is a lot better than my input. So
you're like a dream husband, I have to say. 9 times out of 10.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
Well, I mean, she's really smart, and she's, you know, believe me. And so we sat down and brainstormed together and came up with some great ideas for our yard. And, you know, I helped design it. Then we had a designer who was working on the show who helped as well. And we kind of went back and forth with different ideas and came out with a yard that was perfect not only for camera but also for us, more importantly.
Now, is that how you work with your clients too? Do you just go in and sit down with them and ask them how they want to use their yard and what their goals are and the whole thing?
Yeah, the first question always is, you know, what do you want this space used for? Do you want it for entertaining? Do you want it just to look at? You know, do you want it for kids? Do you want it for adults? And that kind of dictates the next question, you know, like, all right, so if you want it for family, what do you envision yourself doing out here? Do you have cookouts? Do you want to have, like, a game area? So kind of that's how I, you know, weave the questions to find out the perfect yard for each client.
Now, that raises another question, which is you get thrown all kinds of situations, all kinds of different people. Is there anything that you've been asked to design or build, whether it's on Going Yard and HGTV or not, that's just made you step back and take pause and say, are you kidding? This is crazy.
I mean, there's been a few projects that when I'm halfway through it, I'm like, what did I get myself into? It's either like way over the top, or I'm never going to get done in time, or I'm never going to get done under budget. Like even my yard was like that. Like we put in a huge pergola, arbor, patio, table. And when I was halfway through this project, I was like, we're never going to get done in time. I was like, maybe I bit off too much, but luckily enough, I have an incredible crew, and, you know, my brothers who work with me are incredible workers, and we got it done in time, you know, thankfully.
Wow.
Now, how do your brothers, kind of deal with the fact that you're on TV? Do they give you a super hard time when you're working with them on projects for your company?
Oh, God, yeah. my friends and family and brothers, you know, they give me a hard, hard time about it. And really just make sure they keep me in check, which is great. I love it. So that way, you know, I don't like walk around like I'm a star or anything. I just walk around like I have been for, you know, 35 years now, because they make sure that they, you know, don't let me try to get a big head or anything. They're great about, believe me, knocking me right back down to the level.
Now, you older, middle, younger, where do you fall in the order?
I'm the oldest, but I act the youngest.
There you go. Will, can you still still take them? Do they still share that from? They still retain that from you terrorizing them when you were a child?
actually, my brothers and I have always had a pretty good relationship. I'm lucky enough that my brothers are they're my best friends, and like we work together, we hang out all the time. You know, they're cool people. I love them, and I love that I get to work with them, not only on the show, but in real life. And, like, their wives and my wife are, like, best friends as well. And it's, we're actually very lucky, man. It's very, like, Leave the Beaver type of thing going on.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. Okay, so I have to go back to The Bachelorette. Now, how did you get to be a part of that show?
Well, I got to be a part of The Bachelorette because we were actually working at a house in Yarmouth, next town over. And the lady whose house we were working on was an avid Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. And at this point, I was single, and she listened to my whole life story, could not believe that I was single, took a picture of me and sent it in. And because of her, I got on the show.
Now, did you do extra special projects for her because of that?
Well, you know, maybe she wishes, but no, I didn't do anything special.
All right. Like, she was asking for, like, a regular deck or something, or a patio, and, like, you just, like, went all out and went crazy.
Let's deck this with platinum.
Yeah, I'm going to do, like, all gold-plated fixtures in her backyard now.
She's living large.
Well, I mean, it was one of the things where, like, I never watched the show before I was on it, and, like, I thought she was just crazy. She was like, oh, yeah, I want to send you in for this show. I was like, all right, whatever, lady, just go right ahead. As long as you pay me when I'm done with this job, I don't care.
That's great. And then you were working without your shirt on, and then you said, I'm going to put my shirt back on because her shades are drawn.
Well, you know, it was a really hot week, and I definitely did have my shirt off. I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You got to. That's how you keep the tan.
So for everybody else that, you know, does landscaping work, take your shirts off because maybe your customers might make you famous someday. I just want to say.
Yeah, that'll probably happen.
Unless you're a lady person, well, don't take your shirt off.
So Chris clearly ascribes to the rule that I follow in my life. Sun's out, guns out.
I know.
Believe me, today is a perfect day for suns out, guns out. You kidding me?
Oh, you're killing me.
So you and your wife are going to be doing a race, what is it, in August this summer there in Cape Cod? Tell me a little bit about that because I know you have a track and field background. And I want to know how fast you are. What kind of time do you think you're going to put up?
Well, this is a seven mile race. Mm-hmm. It's a Falmouth Road race. I'm running it for ALS. My mom passed away from an ALS disease. So, you know, this is my third year in a row running it kind of in her honor to raise money for in her name. And so it's not really about time. That the Falmouth Road Race is just kind of a fun race. And the first 2 miles, it's really hard to get a good time because it's a really thin road. So I think last year my first mile was like 11 minutes just because there's 15,000 people who run it, so you can't really weave your way through everybody. I still got under an hour, which is good. I'm hoping for like closer to 50 minutes this year. You know, that's my goal, I think.
Now, can people sign up to participate in this race still?
The Falmouth Road Race is actually the second, I think, hardest race to get into in the United States, I think, behind the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, it's a premier.
Really?
Oh, it's the most famous non-marathon race.
Well, how did you be able to do this race then?
Compassionate Care ALS, which is this company that helped out my mom a mm-hmm. great deal, they have like, I think it's like 15 numbers or 20 numbers every year. Because if you're raising money for charity, the race gives you a certain number of numbers. Mm-hmm. So I get one of those numbers, and Peyton is actually getting one of those numbers, and we help raise money for their company, for their organization, and we run and wear their name on our shirt and try to raise money for them.
Is now, there some place someone can go to donate or help out when they hear this show?
Yeah, like on my Facebook account, I have posted the link to the Falmouth Road Race where you can donate, in our name and for this charity that I'm running for. So it's a great cause, and it's, ALS is a terrible disease. Took my mom away way too young, and I try to do everything I can to, keep her spirit alive, keep her name alive, and help out other people who, have ALS like she did.
Well, that is just fantastic, and I'm really sorry about your mom. And for everybody listening, you definitely want to go to Chris Lambton's Facebook page and follow him on Twitter because you guys, you'll be tweeting out information too, I'm sure, about the race
definitely.
And how you can get involved and help you raise some money in her honor. So we have to go to break.
We have to run. We have to run to a break. Unfortunately, it's not on the coast of Falmouth, Massachusetts. Chris Lambton, thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you, Marcus Reeves.